This is How to Clean and Organize Your House, Speed Cleaning, Decluttering, and Organizing, written by Emma Green, read by Matt Montanez. Home Cleaning and Organizing Services. When you think of home cleaning companies, you may think that all that these companies offer are standard services, such as dusting and vacuuming. This is not the case, though. In fact, you can hire a company like this for many types of household duties. One of the types of duties that they can assist with is organization. If you are a very unorganized person and have no idea how to get your house organized, you can hire a professional for help. This is not something that you should be embarrassed to do. It could actually change your life, your mood, and many other things. If you have just one room that is out of control, or if the entire house is chaotic, this is a service that can help. You might not have the slightest clue where to start with a job like this, and so you may decide to call someone for help. This is a great decision to make, and it could make you feel a lot better. You can decide if you would like to have someone come and clean for an entire day or just for a few hours a couple days a week. This type of service is something that you may need to be involved with. It can be hard for a complete stranger to come into a person's house and begin this process. They may have no idea what items are valuable to you and what items they can get rid of. When this type of home cleaning process begins, they will start in one room. This is a process that must be conducted one room at a time. With your help, the maid will begin going through the things in the room. As she goes, she will clean and organize. She may also give you suggestions and ask you to purchase certain types of organizational containers. It is important to take her advice because these are professional maids. They know what they are doing and they are only trying to help. As she makes progress in a room, you will begin to see that it is possible to have an organized house. After the first room is complete, you can decide if you would like to continue to have her come over to help you with the other rooms. After getting one room cleaned and organized, you might have an incentive and the motivation to continue the project in the other rooms in your home. You can be proud of the house you live in, and this is one way that will make this easier. You will be glad that you hired someone for help, and you will have a house that is completely organized and clean. It may be necessary for you to have the home cleaning company come on a regular basis after this just to help you keep the house organized and clean from that point on. 5 ways to keep your guest powder room clean and organized. Having enough room in your house to have guests over to stay is a great amenity to have. You always feel bad when friends are coming through town and you end up having to put them up on the couch. Having company is wonderful when it is good friends or family members, but you want them to have their own space and to feel comfortable. So, if you have not only a spare room, but also a spare bathroom, you can bet that your place will definitely be a favorite stop for traveling friends. But just like your bathroom, a guest powder room needs the right solutions to make it clean and organized as well. You know how it feels to go to someone else's house and not want to make a mess. Well, a bathroom without the right home organization solutions is hard to keep clean for anybody. That's right. You need the same home organizers in your guest bathroom that you have in your main bathroom. Here are 5 ways that you can keep your guest bathroom clean and organized. Now, all of your house guests can feel perfectly at home during their stay. 12-foot chrome corner shower caddy. In any bathroom with a shower caddy is an essential item to have. For a really special treat, you can even have brand new soaps, shampoos, body washes, and more available for when your guests arrive. This is perfect for if they happen to forget something. This shower caddy can reach to up to 12 feet tall, making it perfect for newer homes with high ceilings. It has 4 separate wire baskets, so there is more than enough room for any and all bath items that your guests might bring. It even has a rack for a cloth and a hook for a sponge. Towel valet. just as important as having a place for your guests to put all of their bath and shower necessities is having a place so that they can hang their towel out to dry. Nobody wants to just have wet towels hanging over the dirty shower curtain rod or over the back of the door so you can't shut it right. The towel valet has enough room for two normal sized bath towels as well as two regular hand towels. It has a sensible weighted base so that even if you put a wet and heavy towel on it, won't get knocked over. The best part is that unlike racks for the wall, you don't have to install this. Just set it right up and you are good to go. Cytank 4-Roll Holder. Making sure that your guests have all of the necessary amenities is key to being a good host. That means you have to have just about everything ready for them, just in case they forgot something. Their bed should be made with fresh linens and plenty of pillows. You should have extra towels ready, and you absolutely need to make sure that your guest bathroom is stocked with toilet paper. This convenient holder hooks right over the edge of your tank and is held down by the top of the lid. It is a great way to keep four extra rolls right on hand. It conveniently keeps extra rolls out of the way, organized, dry, and available at a moment's notice. This is a perfect organizer for not just the guest bathroom, but really any bathroom in your house. Over toilet space saver. Another key ingredient to cultivating a warm atmosphere for your guest is livening up the place. A spare bathroom can feel open and empty when it isn't filled with bath supplies and towels and things. That is why you might consider an over toilet space saver for your guest bathroom. This item is perfect for putting little knickknacks, framed photos, and other decorative items on. Since the bathroom will go unused most of the time, you won't need that space for actual bath supplies, but it is a nice treat for your guests to use the bathroom and notice some lovely decor. Hinge It Space Maker Handy Hook White. While these are all great ways to keep your guest powder room clean and organized, this last item may seem small, but it can make a big difference. Have you ever taken a shower at someone's house and had nowhere to hang your clean clothes for when you get out? You want to get changed right in the bathroom, but where do you put your things? These handy hooks slide right onto the hinges of your door, swinging independently of the door itself. This strong and durable hook is a clever and easy way to save a little bit of space in your bathroom. How to organize and declutter your house. Never live in a mess again. If you want to organize and declutter your home, then you may need to develop some different habits. There are many reasons why your house gets cluttered. Some of them are, you are so busy, you just run through the house, do what is absolutely necessary, and then you are off out again. You have too much stuff and not enough places to put them. You cannot bring yourself to throw anything out because you might find a use for it one of these days. The list goes on and is as varied as there are people. Whatever the reason, you have decided that now is the time you want to declutter the house instead of allowing it to continue to build up. This is not easy, especially if you are not a naturally tidy person. Generally, most of us do not notice that the house is getting messy till it hits us in the eye. One day, we stand back and look at our home and realize we need to get our stuff organized. It is then that we see just how big a job this has become. Obviously, the longer it is left, the worse it will get, and the opposite is equally true. The sooner you get started, the better it will be, and the added bonus is that the sooner the house is organized, the better you will feel. So now is not the time to procrastinate. Now is the time to start. Some tips in getting started. Make an appointment with yourself to start cleaning your home and stick to it. Do not let anything interrupt or distract you. Even if you do not want to do it, make a start at the time you set for yourself. This is important. If you do not start now, it will only get harder and you want to beat this, right? Get yourself motivated by making sure that you have all the things you need to get cleaning, like rubbish bags, cleaning equipment, bins, and whatever else you need to get the job done. Tackle one room at a time, and if this seems just a bit much, start in one corner of the room and work your way round. One easy way to get started is to pick up the rubbish first, then pick up and put away any items left lying around, then go from there. Put things that need cleaning in the wash or tub for scrubbing, and gather any important papers and put them aside to sort through later. By segmenting the different tasks that need doing and tackling them one at a time, you can make excellent progress. As you complete one task successfully, the satisfaction of that accomplishment can add fuel to your desire to get your home organized. One way to organize and declutter your house is to make sure that what you decide to keep is stuff that is valuable and that you will actually use. Whatever you do not need or use can be given away or sold, both worthwhile things to do. One method will help your bank balance and the other will help your favorite charity. Be sure to make the distinction between what you will use and what you could use. It is easy to hold on to stuff thinking you might use it, but chances are that you won't. Not really. So why waste it by hiding it in a box somewhere? Give it to someone else who will use it. The other good thing about giving it away means you have made someone's day, and this can make you feel great. The other benefit is that your home is now tidy and uncluttered, and looks good too. Getting organized and decluttering your home is a good habit to get into. It is a habit that will last your whole lifetime and make your life that much easier. Declutter inspiration. Declutter and organize your home? Of course, you mean to declutter and organize your home. And normally, in your other activities, both at home and work, you are not usually labeled a procrastinator. So why do you have such a problem approaching the useless items laying around your house? This is an area in which you live. It is an area where you carry out your most intimate moments with your family, reveal your deepest, darkest secrets, come to at the end of the day to be, well, yourself. Why are you even allowing all this clutter to stand in the way of who you are, what you do, and how you feel? Good questions, all of them. And there is a really good, if philosophically deep, answer to these questions. If you were expecting some easy platitude, forget it. The real problem with clutter lies within ourselves. Sure, purely from a physical and spatial perspective, it is about space in our homes. But it really is more than that. Living that idolized, clutter-free life is more than just organizing the house and cleaning up. It really involves, at its deepest level, how we see not only our possessions, but our ability to love and be loved, as well as our self-worth. I told you it would get pretty heavy from a philosophical approach. When you make that decision to live without clutter, it means you have turned a corner in your life. You have decided to not only clear your house, but celebrate the very fabric of your life as well. The decision to clear clutter may mean that you have finally embraced a new level of positivity, as well as approach to living that recognizes abundant thinking and incorporates a more spiritual approach to your life. So, when you procrastinate, it is only natural. Think of your procrastination not so much as a putting off time as it is a ensuring it is the right time for the project. Doesn't that make you feel a lot better about yourself? And when you view it from this perspective, the chances are much better that when you do start to declutter your home and your life, you'll be successful. Extracting ourselves from our possessions is a complicated process. No sooner than we clear some of the clutter, feeling freed, we seem to fill that vacuum with more stuff that we just can't live without. It is a step-by-step process and gets easier as time goes by. Before you know it, you will be free from clutter and will find it easier to keep it that way for the long term. How to clean and maintain your house. First and the foremost thing, a dirty house is a home for disease-causing germs, and the best defense against them is to clean up your house. But when life becomes busy, keeping a clean home can fall by the wayside. But you should try to devote some precious hours from your daily routine to clean up your house. As we know, a clean and hygienic surrounding is the key to good health. When your home is well organized, you'll feel better and you'll find important things like your car keys, mobile phone, etc. at their rightful places. Follow a proper routine. Instead of cleaning your house for a few days in a month, stay ahead of the task by following a daily routine plan, as regular cleaning will not ruin ruin your weekends. Embed cleaning as a habit in your daily lifestyle. Cleaning your house can be a part of your daily lifestyle, which you can follow with ease. For example, wipe down your kitchen sink after washing your utensils. Put a basket in every room to collect clutter. Always clean your kitchen appliances after use. Immediately fold all the dirty clothes after bathing. Keep things in their proper places, etc. This kind of daily maintenance can do wonders for your home. Moreover, this way of cleaning your house consumes less time. Avoid the concept of zones. Many families follow the policy of allocating a room or zone to every individual of the family. This way of maintaining your house can give good results, but it takes an inordinate amount of time. Instead of this, you should assign one task to every member of the family. For example, one member can be assigned to do dusting of all the rooms, and the other individual of the family can be assigned the job of scrubbing up all the windows of the house. Stay focused. It is easy to get distracted from house cleaning, so keep up your focus and stay on the task till the time the work is not done with uttermost satisfaction. Organize your equipment. Instead of running here and there for a cleaning item, organize well by keeping all the equipment you need for a particular work at your arm's length. Tips to cleaning and organizing your home. Trying to figure out the best way of cleaning and organizing your home can be an arduous task. House cleaning can be made simple with just these few steps. If you do not do a regular cleaning and organizing of your home, it can become quite messy and disorganized, and you can never find anything when you are looking for it. House cleaning can be made easy and fast if you try to break down all the tasks into smaller segments and do them one at a time. Cleaning and organizing tips for saving time. When you are about to have dinner, fill up your sink with some soapy and hot water. This way, when you are done, all you need to do is put the crockery and other utensils in the sink, and they can soak for a bit before you clean them. Before you do your laundry, sorting it out is quite tiring. If you have several smaller baskets, you can sort it out accordingly and do that load and then the next. Cleaning rooms can be tiring, but it helps if you pick up bigger items like toys and clothing and then move on to the smaller ones. Cleaning and organizing tips for cleaning. Your kitchen disposal can become quite smelly if not cleaned regularly. A quick and easy way to do this is to put a quarter piece of lemon. It helps to cut the smell. About half a cup of salt and about 3 ice cubes into it. Then run the disposal with hot water running for a few minutes and your disposal is as good as new. While cleaning, always make sure that you rinse your sponges thoroughly to avoid mildew buildup and prevent them from smelling. After you rinse them, just zap them in the microwave for a few minutes to kill the bacteria. Cleaning and organizing tips for quick organization. The number one reason for clutter is that people take out things and forget to put them back in their place. The trick to cleaning quickly is to keep a shoe organizer in your closet so that you can just put these items in it and then deal with them when you have more time. For bookcases, keep only books in them. Do not store anything and everything there, or it will just become one more place for junk. Cleaning and organizing your garage in 6 steps. You store your car in the garage. This is the main purpose. This cannot be done if you have turned your garage into an overflowing storage area. Things everywhere with only a small walkway leading to your house entry from the garage. These 6 steps will help you get your garage back in shape. 1. Take everything out of the garage and put it in driveway. Categorize and put things together such as tools with tools, decorations with decorations, lawn equipment with lawn equipment, etc. If there is anything you no longer want or is broken, get rid of it by selling, trashing it, or give it away. 2. Have your organizational items handy or listed for you to purchase. These items may include storage bins, shelving, cabinets, hooks, toolboxes, etc. Remember, if hanging things from walls or ceiling, secure everything to wall or ceiling studs. 3. Once everything is out and on the driveway, sweep and mop the garage. It looks better to have a clean garage than a dirty one. 4. After you clean the garage, consider a fresh coat of paint on the walls. This will make it look even more cleaner and brighter. You could even protect the floor with a colored concrete paint or gray garage floor paint and then seal it with a clear coat protectant. The paint and clear coat will protect the floor from spills and will make cleanup easy. If you decide to paint especially the floor, consider putting everything from the garage that is on the driveway into the backyard and cover with a tarp. It usually takes 24 hours for the wall paint to completely dry, and even longer for the floor, using a couple of coats of paint and then the sealant after the paint dries. 5. Once you've done the cleaning and the paint has dried, it's time to put everything back in the garage. Things you use frequently, put where it can be reached easily. Things used less frequently,